New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is directing the Board of Public Utilities to investigate the power company's response to the recent winter storms that knocked out electricity to hundreds of thousands of customers.
We're going to examine what went wrong and whether the improvements to protect and strengthen our grid devised post-Sandy have been implemented. We will look to see if all preparedness measures were taken before last Friday, knowing a major event was coming. My gut tells me they weren't. And if they've not been, this is entirely inexcusable.
Murphy says he's frustrated and angered by the uneven preparedness by utility companies leading up to the storms.
In particular, I have to say JCP&L's apparent lack of readiness remains a major issue that must be and will be looked into further. They operate in some of the most wooded and rural parts of the state. And we learned from Sandy that a lot of trees won't survive hurricane force gusts.
He's ordering the Board of Public Utilities to investigate whether the company's implemented procedures devised after Superstorm Sandy to protect and strengthen the power grid. That will include whether the utilities are complying with a vegetation management program that could prevent trees from knocking down power lines.
Some of the out-of-state power linesmen and women who were coming in said that we had an unusual amount of proximity between branches and power lines. I'm not an expert. But that was a robust discussion. It sounded like a reasonable discussion that we need to have.
BPU President Joe Fiordaliso says the board will review whether the companies implemented those plans to protect and strengthen the power grid.
We're going to examine to see whether or not the utility companies have followed those procedures that we had laid out right after Sandy. And if they have not, they're going to be held accountable for it.
Fiordaliso is directing all New Jersey-based utility crews to stay in the state until all customers impacted by the storms have their power restored.
It's our in-state utilities that should get that help first. And once they are stabilized, and then those utilities can send them out to help other jurisdictions. But New Jersey has to be number one.
Some Republican lawmakers are urging the governor to activate the National Guard to help with recovery efforts in North Jersey, where some residents have been without power for nearly a week.